95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Brew Review time. Josh Esparat is right there. Welcome back, Josh. Hi. Woo! Look at Steve's over there sitting next to you.
Here
too.
I am.
You brought some great flavors today, including something that is a mystery. We'll get to that coming up. But good to see you, and good to kick off another weekend. Now that we've got speed weeks out of the way, and we have bike week coming up.
Yeah.
It's time to kind of get in the middle ground and maybe get sensible about what's going on. We ran the half marathon a couple weeks ago. I was not in shape, bro. I did it wrong.
I wouldn't even have attempted.
I feel like these flavors could help us get in shape, maybe.
Huh? Exactly. So, obviously, weather's warming back up again. People are going to be looking at seltzers again.
Right.
And so, I got some news, brand new stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, the first one we're going to go with is Topo Chico, which we've had before. They're hard seltzers. This one is their ranch water.
Okay.
Do you guys recall what ranch water is?
Steve, go ahead. Give us the story of ranch water.
Is it tequila?
Correct.
Oh, whoa!
Hey.
Steve!
Bonus. Do you remember what else was?
Water?
Seltzer water. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So, he's not wrong.
And some lime. Sometimes some sugar,
and
right?
And cowboy juice. Because, it's a ranch.
Yeah, let's pull it back on
that. Right, okay. Good.
Topo Chico. They have a 12-pack variety out there now with different flavors. But Topo Chico original ranch water. This is what was made for the ranchers out in Texas.
Okay.
They would take Topo Chico, seltzer, some lime juice, sometimes sugar, and some lime.
Tequila.
Anyway, so this is their version. This is malt-based. It is not spirit-based.
Okay.
So that's a point of differentiation. 100 calories, 4.7% alcohol.
Oh, easy. And I can imagine once it starts to warm up a little bit now, you start pouring that
in. So good.
You're going to get good.
Yes.
That's to be a good Tuesday or Thursday, let alone a Friday or a weekend.
Now, I'm not a rancher, and I don't work that hard.
No?
But I can imagine if I did work that hard,
sure,
this would be extremely refreshing because it's refreshing right
now. Yeah, it is. It's effervescent.
Effervescent.
I feel like I just woke up.
I'm glad you said it first.
Like 3.5 hours or something. I haven't looked at the
clock. I always appreciate when somebody says that word first because it reminds me how to say it correctly.
I almost messed it up.
Effervescent?
Yeah. Just one of those words, man.
Whoa.
No?
Kind of like Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
No.
That's easy. Lee and Perrins. That's the only one, by the way.
I don't even know what Steve. Okay. I don't even know what Steve just said. That is, though, it's refreshing, and the interesting part about this whole ranch water phenom, it's new, but it's not new, right?
Right, exactly. But it's a phenom that it's a pre-made cocktail in a can, essentially. But, that's the word I have for it, is refreshing.
Okay. If you like refreshments, that's what we bring to you on the Brew Review.
I do.
You have four more refreshing cans right there.
Ready to move on?
And they're all in the same family, right?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
No? Okay. All right. Fair enough.
If you want to consider hard seltzers a family, we'll go with that.
I do. Yes, okay. Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
So, Truly, one of the top seltzer companies in the world, right?
Big.
They have released a new variety pack. This is a seasonal rotational variety pack.
All right.
So, this will be around for about 3 months or 4 months, and it'll swap out to something new.
Okay.
But this just hit the shelves. So, if you see it, grab it. Limited supply.
Oh.
This is their new variety pack. And the one we're going to try first is called Strawberry Breeze.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, check out the YouTube channel. Check out the cans. A little bit of a different direction with their cans on this one.
Okay.
They're silver. On the back, it says Berry Blissful.
Oh, nice.
But, truly.
All right.
Still 100 calories. Ooh, look, there's color on these ones, too.
Yeah.
That means there's some natural fruit juice.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Already by smell.
Steve got a snoutful of that thing right there.
So the name for this variety pack is called Wonder World.
Wonder World.
Wonder World. So,
really?
Yeah. Like I said, the cans have a different look to them, so they look very ethereal, maybe?
Yeah, they do. They have a kind of it's a very pleasing, calming look, like a warm bath.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Steve likes to take bubble baths. That's what I hear. I don't know.
I love bubble baths.
Yeah, I take a one-minute shower, hardly timed.
Wow. That's short.
How?
I know. That's barely enough time to get the water hot.
Bro, look at my hair, for crying out loud.
I could tell.
I don't even want to show it to you. This is great, though. So this is not that tiny little subtle hint of flavor. It's got some flavor.
It has some flavor, but I feel like it sits kind of squarely in the middle of those two.
It does.
We have that category of hint of flavor. Then you have the full flavor, and this seems to sit right in the middle of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're getting a nice punch of that strawberry.
Yes.
The effervescent.
It is effervescent.
extremely refreshing.
Oh, I want more of this already.
All right. I like the description on the website for this one. It says, across from a field of fresh strawberries during a windstorm. Strawberry breeze is light, airy, and shockingly refreshed.
Mm.
I agree.
It's sort of like happy little trees. Let's all take a moment to think about.
Yes.
Strawberry breeze.
Clean, crisp. Oh, yummy.
It's really good. You guys still here?
Was that ASMR?
Okay, good. Yeah,
right here.
Good. Okay, that's great. That's a hint.
You want to do one more?
Let's hit me one more time.
All right. So this one has a picture of some lime on there. So okay. I'm assuming we're going that direction with the citrus.
Okay.
It also says head in the clouds.
Oh, well, I think we all can.
Already there.
Yeah. You know, I'm aware on that, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, it is Friday already.
Hey.
Properly pre-gamed, you're already,
that in the nice
already there.
Box. Yeah.
Cruising altitude right now.
Ooh, yummy.
Okay, that is a very citrusy nose for sure.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like almost like a Sprite.
Oh, is that the direction? That's delightful.
You know?
What is the citrus in there, though? It's like a combo for sure.
It is almost. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It reminds me very closely of a lemon lime.
Yeah.
So
like maybe you had chucked a bunch of citruses into a blender.
Speaking of which, the website has some great descriptions. Okay. Today, so that's why I don't usually do this, but
sure.
So imagine skydiving out of an airplane and into a farmer's market full of strictly lemons, limes, and oranges. That's citrus clouds in a nutshell.
Wow.
That's brilliant. It's almost like they have a marketing team.
Yeah, right. It is.
Right, because it's way better than I can describe it.
Truly knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're professionals.
Do they truly know what they're doing?
Well, let's find out. We got a couple more flavors to try. He wants it. He gets it. Josh, that's our pariah. Morning Dog Brew Review. More coming up. Stick around.